loved us so much that he paid us a visit, says the picture. He gives us the greatest gift, a child, the Son of God. The Bible says that God loves us so much that he gave us his most precious gift, a son. Today, I want us to think about Jesus satisfying us. The Bible says this, Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Christmas is God's gift to us to fill up the empty parts of our lives. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, the only one who can satisfy our hunger, because he's the only one that makes it possible for us to have a relationship with God. So three quick reasons why I love my picture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So three reasons, very quick reasons on this Christmas day why Jesus satisfies the bits that Christmas dinner cannot fill. I think Jesus satisfies our hunger for meaning and purpose in this world. I believe that nothing makes sense unless we know who we are in God, unless we find out who we are and what we're made of. And that for me doesn't make sense outside of Jesus. Hang on, click. Can you move me on, please? Thank you. Number two. Oh, technology's gone wrong again. Number two, he satisfies our hunger for life beyond death. We've just seen, for God so loved the world. Hang on, I'll go back. There we go. Rubbish technology. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Most people don't want to die, but we want to survive long after death. Only in Jesus do we find a security for what happens after death. That Bible verse reminds us that we don't perish, but we have everlasting life, eternal life. And that baby came to be the first step in that relationship. That Christmas baby came so we would know God and God would bring us life after death. And finally, he satisfies our hunger for forgiveness. Christmas and Easter go together. All the mess in our lives can't be sorted by itself. The baby in the manger is the beginning of the story, and it goes on to Easter. The cradle and the cross go together. By Jesus' death on a cross, he makes it possible for us to know that we're forgiven and that we're brought back into a relationship with God. And that's what we remember at Christmas. Not just the baby, but what the baby grew up to do and to be. Jesus satisfies the bits that Christmas dinner cannot fill. And that's what we're remembering today. That what Jesus came to do, what he was born to do for every single one of us. God reminds us in that baby that we are loved. He loves us, he has a plan for us, and he wants us to love him back. So I don't know what you're doing at lunchtime. I don't know where you will be, but may you have a wonderful lunch filled with sprouts. 18-pound sprouts. That would be a bit whiffy a bit later on, wouldn't it? May you have a wonderful lunch with whoever you are celebrating Christmas with today. May you be blessed. May you be filled with good things. And remember the bits that turkey and sprouts cannot fill, the bits that only Jesus can. And I pray that this year he will give you his hope and his love and his joy. We're going to sing together. See amid the winter's snow.